Chapter 4. The End of an Era. In 1866, Victoria opened Parliament for the first time after Albert's death. She was dressed in black, the colour of mourning, which she wore for the rest of her life. Transportation became a big problem in London because roads were always crowded. In 1863, the first underground railway in the world opened in London. Today, it is called the Tube. This was a period of social reforms. In 1870, the Education Act was passed. It introduced the first state schools for all children between the ages of 5 and 13. Factory reforms, new laws for the poor, and new hospitals improved people's lives. In 1875, many slums were destroyed and better homes were built. However, poverty was still a big problem. In 1878, the American inventor, Alexander Bell, showed the Queen his invention, the telephone. Victoria was astonished. She was even more astonished to learn about the invention of a new means of transport, the automobile. This was a period of revolutionary change. At this time, Victoria's favourite Prime Minister was Benjamin Disraeli, a witty, intelligent man. He got along well with the Queen and encouraged her to return to public life. Disraeli wanted to expand the British Empire. His political rival, William Gladstone, wanted to limit it. Victoria did not like Gladstone. He complained about the cost of the Albert Memorial. Victoria liked Disraeli's idea of a bigger and stronger British Empire. In 1869, the Suez Canal, built by the French, opened and created an important trade route to India and the East. Great Britain bought shares in the canal to secure Britain's power in the East. India was an important colony with its production of tea, silk, and cotton. Victoria was fascinated by India and was delighted to become Empress of India in 1876. The British Empire expanded rapidly with the addition of Borneo, Burma, and New Guinea. David Livingstone was a British missionary and a great explorer. In the 1850s, he travelled extensively in Africa and made the first maps of Central Africa. He discovered six lakes, rivers, mountains, and the biggest waterfall in the world, called Victoria Falls, in honour of the Queen. Henry Morton Stanley explored Lake Tanganyika and the Congo River. In the 1880s, Britain took control of large parts of Africa, Egypt, Nigeria, Kenya, and Uganda. In 1883, there was a war in Sudan, and rebels destroyed the British command in Khartoum. From its African colonies, Britain got cocoa, coffee, and diamonds. On the 20th of June, 1887, Victoria celebrated her 50 years as Queen. The following day, she rode through London in an open carriage for the spectacular Golden Jubilee celebrations. The streets were full of cheering people. A procession of royal guests from all over the world rode in front of Victoria. There were kings and queens from Europe, the Crown Prince of Prussia, and princes from India, Japan, and Siam. Victoria was very fond of music and liked singing arias from the comic operas of Gilbert and Sullivan. The Mikado, the Pirates of Penzance, and HMS Pinafore are their most famous operas. However, it was the famous British composer Edward Elgar who wrote music for the great celebration. But Victoria felt sad and lonely. "I sat alone," she wrote. "Oh, without my beloved husband." All of of her children married into royal families in different parts of Europe. When Victoria celebrated her Diamond Jubilee in 1897, there was another gigantic procession with 50,000 troops from all over the British Empire. On that day, Victoria pressed a button to send a telegraph message around the empire.
From my heart, I thank my beloved people. May God bless them.
In 1899, the British Empire was the biggest empire in the world. It covered one-fifth of the Earth's land area with 370 million people. Victoria was now an old woman and suffered from rheumatism. She could not walk well, but was still active. She worked from 7:30 in the morning until late at night, studying government papers. She loved her people and her empire. At the beginning of 1901, the Queen was very weak. On the 22nd of January, 1901, Victoria died at the age of 82 at Osborne House. Thousands of people wept during her funeral procession. She was considered the mother of the British Empire. She was buried beside her beloved Albert at Frogmore, near Windsor.